Waterloo Region Council has voted to throw its support behind efforts to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of illegal drugs to help tackle the worsening opioid overdose crisis. On Wednesday, Council voted on a report from the Waterloo Region Integrated Drug Strategy, WRIDS, and joined a long list of other communities nationwide who are advocating to federal and provincial governments for action on the current crisis. The report includes a recommendation to decriminalize simple drug possession and expanded access to health interventions. This includes safer supply programs, increased funding for prevention, and treatment and harm reduction programs. I think it is important to recognize that this is a healthcare issue and one that as a society, we need to deal with differently if we want to see different outcomes, said Councillor Barry Verbanovic. I know this is also wholeheartedly supported by those who are responsible for enforcement, including the Canadian Association of the Chiefs of Police. Verbanovic said people in the community may struggle with the issue just as some did with the notion of consumption and treatment sites, CTS, opening up in the region. But the reality is that with the CTS, many of the issues and concerns that were expressed have not come to fruition. In reality, many lives have been saved and many people have been put on the path to wellness, he said. Councillor Tom Galloway said the research is clear. Some will think it is not the right thing to do. But the CTS has proven its value as well as the Safe Supply Pilot Project that we have going. Harm reduction is one of the key pillars of our interventive approach strategy. And this is another piece of that pillar, Galloway said. Canada has been facing an overdose crisis since 2016. In the last few years, the crisis has been increasing due to the proliferation of fentanyl and other toxins found within the illicit drug market. This has only been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Jesse Burt, a harm reduction outreach worker in the region, was a delegate at Wednesday night's council meeting. We are in the midst of the worst poisoning crisis in our history. This isn't an opioid crisis. This is a failed drug policy crisis. We have about 20 Canadians die every day from a preventable cause of death. We need every tool and solution in Waterloo region where we lose about 3 people a week, Burt said. As an outreach worker, this was another heartbreaking week for me. A co-worker of mine lost their son. Someone I supported also passed away, and yesterday another 18-year-old died. In the last 6 years, our region has lost over 500 people, and this will continue if we don't have action at all levels of government. Cambridge Mayor, Catherine McGarry, said a simple possession charge can carry so much weight on an individual struggling with addiction. That weight carries on, so they are unable to get back into a good job scenario because of the stigma of having a drug possession charge against them, McGarry said. Those that can get the treatment they need have a much brighter future in the job market and getting themselves back on track. It is the right move to support these people who need help in getting them into the right health stream instead of the justice system stream. Burt said many communities across the country have already applied to decriminalize simple possession of drugs, including Vancouver and Toronto. The word decriminalization might bring up some hesitancy or uncertainty, but the evidence is clear. The war on drugs is ineffective and has resulted in massive health, social and economical harms in communities and individuals. Criminalization has cost us billions of dollars and it has created barriers, not connections to support, Burt said. Burt said other countries have already decriminalized simple drug possession. Their overall prevalence rate of substance abuse in Portugal dropped by 75%. Overdose deaths were at one point the highest in Europe and now they are at the lowest. In Canada, about $7 billion is spent every year incarcerating people with substance abuse. Portugal has put all that money towards prevention, treatment, harm reduction and healthcare and they saw a massive improvement, Burt said. The region's medical officer of health, Dr. Xu Li Wang, said that complete criminalization of drug possession is not effective in reducing drug consumption. It disproportionately affects Indigenous, Black, and other racialized and marginalized populations. It also perpetuates stigma, discrimination and over-incarceration of people who use drugs, Wang said. Decriminalization of simple possession removes criminal possession of small quantities of a controlled substance but maintains criminal penalties to illegal drug manufacturers, dealers, and traffickers. Burt said decriminalization with strict regulation, and a safer drug supply, is a step in the right direction. Councillor Jim Erb agreed, saying that the strength of the region and the dedication of those involved in caring for those most vulnerable is demonstrated again with these recommendations. We need to do everything we can to move this from the criminal justice system to the public health system. The current practices are an injustice and have nothing to do with justice, Erb said. Erb said addictions are a healthcare issue and those dealing with them do not deserve to be treated like criminals. Addiction cannot be cured in jail but only in an appropriate healthcare system or treatment center, Erb said. We need to advocate for proper healthcare for everyone regardless of their circumstances.